Their mounts were converted to rations for the starving troops on Bataan, and the cavalrymen went off to fight their last battle as infantrymen. On the face of it, cavalry sabers were as useless in modern warfare as teats on a boar hog. A lesser man than the Ordnance Corps major would have simply pulled the tarpaulin back in place and tried to forget both the U.S. sabers, cavalry model of 1912 with scabbards, and the goddamned moron who used up that valuable as gold shipping space, sending them all the way to Australia. But the Ordnance Major was not such a man. He gave a good deal of thought to how he could make them useful, yet the best he could come up with was to convert them to some kind of fighting knives, perhaps like the trench knives of World War I. On investigation, however, this proved to be impractical. The blades were too heavy, and the hilts too awkward. He had just about concluded that the sturdy crates the goddamned sabers were packed in had more potential use to the war effort than the sabers, when he had another idea. This one seemed to make sense. And so a contract was issued to an Australian firm, before the war it had made automobile and truck bumpers, to convert the sabers into substitute standard machetes at a cost of U.S. $2.75.